Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday night. We are live, the 17th day of May, 2026, and everything is accelerating. All hell is breaking out.
Tomorrow's news today.
Measurement. We are in a new world war. The CIA and Pentagon, for those that are academics and study it, call the Cold War World War III. They're calling this the Fourth World War. But Mark Levin gets confused by that, so we'll just call it World War III. That's the colloquial understanding of a global hot war. All right, listen to me carefully. This is because the old global financial systems are coming down. It's not just the globalists. It's not just the West. China's collapsing. Russia's in deep trouble. Things are totally disintegrating in Africa, all over the place. All hell is breaking loose. The old order's coming down. All these powerful forces are scrambling for control. The UAE got hit by multiple high-powered drones, and their main nuclear reactor is on fire. We may have a new Chernobyl or Fukushima event. Over 600 drones hit Russia, over 300 of them Moscow, apartment buildings blown up, government buildings hit, total insanity, attacks all over the country. They say it's in the thousands. They can't even register it. It is undoubtedly, they're saying, the biggest attack in the last 4.5 years. Then you've got the Pentagon coming out with no evidence and saying Cuba is getting ready to attack Florida with drones, and we've got to strike them right now. That's Operation Northwoods 2.0. And I'm no fan of Cuba, and I want regime change. I like the blockade, Venezuela, all that. But I've been saying the Pentagon always has the same plan again and again and again. Eisenhower fired L.L. Limitzer and Curtis LeMay, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and his number two guy from the Joint Chiefs, right before he left office in 61 because they proposed Operation Northwoods declassified 2000. To stage terror attacks all over the United States, particularly Florida, to blame it on Cuba, and the Russians to go to full war with them. Now they are saying, red alert, Cuba is going to launch drones on Florida. Cuba can't even get toilet paper. They have riots all over the country. For the first time ever, they're attacking police, burning up their vehicles, burning up government buildings. That would normally be a whole show, hundreds of videos of that. So there is a battle over the future, and you can say Trump means well. I mean, he thinks he's taking on China and Cuba and Venezuela and Mexico, their proxy, and the Chinese, who are mainly behind it. I mean, this is absolute crazy town. But what's crazy is they have walked us into this, and the average person still doesn't get how insane it is. Nuclear reactor on fire, and the UAE put on an official statement saying, none of the radar showed the drones coming in out of where there's Houthis or where there's Hezbollah in Lebanon or Iran. They're saying, we're not going to say who, but it looks like a very sophisticated state actor. What have I been saying? Look for false flags, attacks on nuclear reactors, ladies and gentlemen. And here's footage of what the Iranians have been hitting successfully. They took credit for that. The oil storage tanks, the high-powered radar systems, they've taken credit for that. Iran is not taking credit and saying they didn't hit the nuclear reactor. Iran says that Hezbollah out of Lebanon did, but the media is acting like they don't know why this, the biggest Israeli missile manufacturing base, interceptor base, blew up in a giant mushroom cloud last night. But Iran is taking credit for that. And Iran is taking credit for all the other stuff, but they're not taking credit. They're not blaming Israel. They're saying, we didn't attack the nuclear reactor. Are you starting to figure out where we are right now? Nuclear reactor on fire. 600 drones hitting Moscow. Thousands hitting Russia. All hell breaking loose. Israeli missile production facility, the biggest blown up. Pentagon says brace for attacks from Cuba. It is on. The New World War is here. It is hot. Stay with us. Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, they never know the answer, even salesmen. I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something and think it's great and I research it, I push it on you. You are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, the very best doctor. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remember that, found some, was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out, and any mammal does. It is super nutrient, incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work, and they fund the operation.
Jones Network. Tomorrow's news today.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Something to you. I am obsessed with geopolitics, history, military history. This is all I do obsessively, literally 18 hours a day. I went to bed at midnight last night studying. I couldn't sleep. 3:30 a.m. I got up and studied until my 9-year-old woke up at like 8 a.m. and then I hung out with her a few hours, worked out, and went right back to work. Okay. This is what I do. I submerge myself in this. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, May 17th, 2026 transmission. We have drones blowing up a nuclear reactor in the United Arab Emirates. It's on fire right now. Could be a new Chernobyl. Could be a new Fukushima. We have the Russians saying they shot down 556 drones of over 1,000 that came in. Apartment buildings, government buildings leveled. These are huge drones. Just absolute devastation. We can roll some of the B-roll right now. Just insane, okay? Then you have Israel's biggest missile factory that produces a whole bunch of their missiles, but mainly their interceptor missiles. Giant mushroom clouds seen from 20 miles away, blown up. Iran took credit for that. So Israel's got mushroom clouds, their biggest missile factory blown up. The UAE has a nuclear reactor on fire still as we speak. We have Russia blasted with the biggest attack, they're saying, in the last 4.5 years of this war. And then we have the Pentagon coming out this morning and saying, red alert, Cuba is planning to launch drone attacks on Florida and on U.S. ships in the Caribbean with no evidence. And again, I'm not a fan of Cuba. I understand taking down Venezuela. I understand the oil blockade. I wish they'd fall. They got total riots going on. No fuel, no toilet paper. I mean, Cuba can't, you know, basically get anything done right now. But Operation Northwoods was a plan to stage terror attacks in America and blame it on Cuba, to go to war with Cuba and the Soviet Union in 61. Dwight D. Eisenhower fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, L.O. Limitzer, and his other members of the Joint Chiefs like Curtis LeMay. This is Northwoods, ladies and gentlemen. The United States in 1898, when William McKinley launched the Spanish-American War, we became an empire at that point, took over all the islands and coaling stations so our ships could control the Pacific. Then that led to World War II. They staged the Maine. Everybody was told to get off the ship. They blew the ship up, said the Spanish did it, and that war happened in Havana Harbor. This is the same story. So what I've been saying for months, if they're getting ready to go into Cuba, get ready for the false flag. Do you think Cuba is going to launch drone attacks on the United States while they're in meetings with Ratcliffe, the head of the CIA, basically preparing to give up, just like Venezuela did. And then the U.S. just put the vice president communist lady in charge and said, forget elections. That's why I'm against this regime change. I want to get rid of communists, but don't get rid of them and put them back in charge. So this is absolutely cuckoo town. And we are here. And then you've got the U.S. farmers saying that they don't have half the fertilizer they need. The diesel's exploded. We are better off than most countries. We are screwed, though. And then you've got inflation exploding off the charts. Trump has the lowest approval rating of any president in modern history, and he continues to double down. And then we've got all the other news. The referendum in Kentucky with Massey and Israel putting in now $20-plus million, $3 million in the last 4 days, a foreign power against him, all because he is against all foreign aid, just like Rand Paul is and Ron Paul was before. We've got all of that information and huge AI developments and so much more, and masses of people marching against the tyranny of Keir Starmer. He's reportedly in the UK about to resign. We've got all that. But the old globalist order is coming to an end. All these powerful forces are jockeying for control right now. And this is such a dangerous moment. But overhead shot, please. Look at these headlines. And I say every sector of every one of these issues. That's how I can tell you the compendium of what's happening and what's accurate and what's not. Iran just launched a major drone attack and set a nuclear power plant on fire in United Arab Emirates. F around, find out, coming soon. Fox reports Trump's preparing massive strikes on Iran. Others look at the online flight sheets that track all the planes by their transponders and say record numbers of U.S. aircraft are leaving C-130s, Galaxies, because they just dumped off masses of weapons. I can confirm masses of planes leaving is to get more bombs. It is not because Trump is back down. I can assure you of that, as some are saying. So the war is about to go back into full scale, and Iran knows that, so they just hit Israel's biggest missile production facility. They've taken credit for that. They've said we were not the ones that hit the UAE's nuclear reactor. The UAE has put out a statement, I'll show it to you, saying we tracked the radar. It didn't come out of the Houthis. It didn't come out of Hezbollah in Lebanon. It didn't come out of Iran. They said it came out of the direction of a very powerful organization and group in the Middle East. They didn't name names. But who stands to blow up a nuclear reactor and have a huge mushroom cloud and then, oh, Iran did it, and now everybody gets mad and goes to full war? You can see who benefits from that. Unbelievable. So this is what we're dealing with here, and this is the escalation of war, the escalation ladder. Rubio said last week, just make it back where it was before the war started. Open the Strait of Hormuz, Iran, and this will all go back to normal. But it's not going back to normal because you're not making a deal that does that. And you can say, well, are you for the Iranians? No, I'm for reality. I said 76 days ago, on March 1st, this would fail because I had the Pentagon's own report, which I'm an expert on. I already said the same thing they said before I saw the report, and it was accurate, and the CIA's report was accurate. The mullahs aren't going to fall, 90-plus percent chance for over a year. They'll close the strait. That will create a global depression. And here we are. And now the Iranians have taken study of that and said, we'll close the Strait of Malacca right there by China and that key island chain with Singapore. And Trump came back from China with nothing. Oh, major announcement, announced some Boeing aircraft or something. I don't want Trump to fail. I want him to succeed, but I'm not going to lie to you about how Israel, for its own interest, started the war on February 28th. We came in hours later, in the middle of the night on March 1st, and I said on that Saturday show what would happen, and now here we are. Unbelievable. Americans facing highest Memorial Day gas prices on record. Farmers grow desperate as fertilizer and energy costs grow. The WHO's trying to launch the hintavirus hysteria. That hasn't worked so far. The head of the WHO responded to me 2 days ago publicly, but a bizarre statement I'll get to. Now they've declared an emergency with Ebola spreading in the Congo and other areas, saying you better give us our world treaty. Meanwhile, they're admitting the UN is on the verge of collapse. because they can't get funding from nation states, particularly the U.S., something good that President Trump has done. They're also fear-mongering that a giant asteroid's coming very close to the Earth, between the Earth and the Moon. I mean, just, it's like in V for Vendetta when the corrupt government's in trouble. It goes, I want total fear, riots, asteroids, bioweapons, everything. That's a movie based on how governments act. We're living in a reality. So we're not in Kansas anymore, boys and girls. That's all I can tell you. And I am just blown away right now because this is moving so fast. The definition of a world war is major powers allied with each other against other major powers that are allied, and major conflicts in multiple parts of the world with large casualties and economic crises. We are in a new world war. Call it whatever you want. World War III, World War IV, World War whatever. Academically, the Pentagon calls it World War IV. The Cold War was World War III. But the national media has a big joke. Oh, Jones, World War III never happened. Why is it World War IV? You aren't an academic, or you're lying to the people, which I know you're actually a dumbass. We're in World War IV. We've been in it for over 2 years, but now it is accelerating up the Rand Corporation and Pentagon war game threat escalatory ladder that you heard Rubio talk about. And he said, don't escalate anymore. You'll commit us total war. Just stop now. But then we won't make a deal with them, so they can't. They're cornered. This has all been war game by the Pentagon, Rubio. But Trump didn't listen to the Pentagon or the 17 intelligence agencies. He listened to Netanyahu and the Mossad 80 to 81 days ago. That's when that report came out. That's all confirmed. Even the IDF told Trump, no, you're not going to get regime change. Don't do it. But he did it. We've heard about all the victories and how we've won and how we've had regime change and all this, how many boats we sunk, all this crap. It's a war of attrition. So, just in, Iran just launched a major drone attack and set a nuclear power plant on fire in the United Arab Emirates. And, oh, Trump's going to get you. Here's the Fox News report on that. I have over 100 clips here. And then just go dovetail right into, or do you play 32, go right into 31. Jesse Waters reports Trump ready for another round of strikes. Oh, yeah, they're ready. They're reloaded and ready to go. And Israel was trying to get all those defense missiles done, but that just got blown up last night. And so that's where we are right now. I'll play these clips. Here they are.
Yeah, Chief Foreign Correspondent Trey Yinks is live in Tel Aviv. I'm sure he's got more for us. Trey?
Yeah, guys, good morning. We do start with some breaking news out of the UAE, where officials say that a drone attack against a nuclear power plant caused a fire at a generator on the outskirts of the facility. This is a significant attack and likely conducted by the Iranian regime. It comes as tension continues to rise across the Middle East as the region waits to see if the war will resume in the days ahead. So far, efforts toward a diplomatic solution with Iran have been unsuccessful, with officials in Tehran unwilling to make the necessary concessions to reach a deal. President Trump spoke on his return flight from China, indicating he didn't like the first sentence of the Iranian response to the U.S. peace proposal.
Well, I looked at it, and if I don't like the first sentence, I just throw it away.
What was the first sentence?
An unacceptable sentence.
New York Times is reporting our military is preparing for another round of attacks, this time more aggressive. The attacks can come as early as Monday. Additional Iranian military targets are on the table. That includes infrastructure. The president's still reportedly considering a special operations raid to pull out the nuclear dust and possibly a ground assault on Karg Island.
We hit Karg Island, everything but the oil.
That's terrible.
We left that one little thing and say, stay 50 yards away. And I said to General Raisin Kane, I said, General, how long will it take? He said, 4 or 5 minutes. I said, no, seriously, how long? I figured he'd say a day or 2 days, a week. He said, no, only 4 or 5 minutes. They wiped out the whole island, except they left the nozzle. You know, that's where the oil comes out, just in case.
The United States has used the ceasefire to rearm our warships and attack planes. We have more than 50,000 troops, 2 aircraft carriers, dozens of destroyers, and scores of warplanes on standby. This includes 5,000 Marines and 2,000 paratroopers from the 82nd. Bridge and Power Plant Day could be next week.
Hey, boss. Underestimate? Back it up 10 seconds. We had up to 600,000 troops at one time for over a decade, 15 years in Vietnam. We dropped 7.6 million bombs on them. We dropped 22,000 bombs on Iran. You can blow up their military all day, but you can't take the country, and they've got all of the missiles, short range, medium range, long range. They've got the artillery. They've got the straight clothes. That's the CIA Pentagon assessment. So I'm not trying to attack Waters or Trump or any of them. You're sitting there, oh, we sunk some boats. Oh, we can do all this. Oh, we've got 50,000 troops and 2,000 Marines. Whoop-de-frickin'-do. They have the army sending 100,000 troops to take straight to Trump, and we'll have 30,000 casualties. And Trump fired his ass 3 weeks ago. It took 110,000 Marines and Navy to take Iwo Jima. That was 23,000 Japanese troops. We lost 20-something thousand troops. Again, this is crazy town, ladies and gentlemen. And the Iranians know that. Finish up with Waters.
There's in scores of warplanes on standby. Ooh. This includes 5,000 Marines and 2,000 paratroopers from the 82nd. Bridge and Power Plant Day could be next week.
Did you underestimate the pain tolerance that Iran has?
I didn't underestimate anything. We hit them unbelievably hard. Look, we left their bridges. We left their electricity capacity. We can knock that all out in 2 days. 2 days, everything.
Even with all the firepower back home, the press still thinks we're losing.
You should be ashamed of
yourself.
I actually think it's treason. When you write like they're doing well militarily and they have no Navy, no Air Force, no anti-anything. By the way, we knocked out 85% of their manufacturing for missiles. I had a total military victory. But the fake news, guys like you write incorrectly. You're a fake guy. And guys like you, I actually think it's sort of treasonous what you write. But you and the New York Times and CNN, I would say, are the worst.
We're winning the war, but the Iranians are very slippery. They like to stall and play games. But in the end, they don't have a lot of options. Make a deal or goodnight. Trump wants to wrap this thing up just like everybody else.
Americans want to know when it's over, though, right?
Look, Vietnam lasted 19 years. Iraq was like 10 years. Korea was 7 years. Another one was 14 years. Another one was 12 years. Another one was 9 years. We're in there for 2.5 months.
And how those wars end out for us? How they end up? He can go, oh, look at the liberal media. They're usually wrong with everything. Now it's easy. They can tell the truth now because you're in the wrong. The Pentagon told you don't do this. I told you. Eric Prince went public, said don't do it. He said he couldn't believe they did it. He said next week boots on the ground because it's not going to work. We war game this. This is what we do, Trump. You build hotels and casinos. Great. He mentioned this so much about the military. Lindsey Graham, Mark Levin's like, I don't know about the military, but I believe in our Marines and all this other stuff. So here we are. It's already derailed the economy. It's already messed up Trump's recovery plan. That's what the globalists wanted. They're happy. They love it. It's so good. And the Iranians just blew up Israel's biggest missile production base. NATO just, that's who's doing it, launched thousands of drones, blew up a whole bunch of Moscow. Here we are. And you got the candidate running against Massey saying we need a national draft instituted now for world war for Israel. Now you see where we are? Now you see where we are? We are being walked into total war. We're basically already here. And it's getting worse and worse and worse by the minute. Yeah, I already played it yesterday on the Saturday show. Your listeners know, I tell you something, it's there. Just look it up. I mean, I hate being right about this. I said 76 days ago when I started on that Saturday show, I said, I hope I'm wrong. I hope the mules fall. No fan of them. I hope all the strategies work. But see, Cuba, obviously, this is weak meeting with the head of the CIA, didn't make a deal. So now, oh, Cuba's going to blow us up. Cuba's going to hit us with drones, full war with Cuba. And Trump's already got a lot of the ships and stuff pulling out, so the consolation prize, I guess, is Cuba. I'm not going to cry if Cuba falls, but watch. If it does, they'll put the underling dictators like Venezuela, like they just did, in charge, and then it'll just be still a communist state run by our government. I mean, it's like, what? Yes, I said I overall understand regime change in our hemisphere. It's constitutional, Monroe Doctrine, gunboat diplomacy, Barbary, pirate precedent, Thomas Jefferson. I know it all. I mean, I know a lot of it. I said, but pissed a lot of listeners off saying I get academically what Trump's doing. But I said they were going to put the same people in charge, which is now happening. And how are we going to fight the Chinese who are getting ready to go into Taiwan and the Iranians and the Russians and the Latin Americans, everybody else? You starting to get where this is going? The international draft, folks. The head of the army said we need 100,000 troops, take the straight. Iran's three times the size of Iraq, three times as many people, 90 million people. All it was all war gamed. Now, they call me an Iranian agent and traitor. They don't call Eric Prince that when he said Trump don't do it. They don't call the Pentagon that. They just hope you forget about that. But here's the Iranians' response with their AI. You know, they've had their Lego videos and all the rest of it. Now they've got their Simpsons knockoff. So this is their response. Here it is.
What intel do we have? We must respond faster. Move in now.
You came in hot. You came in blind. Cross that line. Now out of time.
For radio listeners who can't see this, this is the thing a month ago, rescuing the pilot. Do it. They were trying to get uranium. It wasn't a rescue operation, and they failed. But our military followed an insane order, which Trump now says is for PR.
They're getting closer.
They're contained. Proceed.
And this makes all our enemies look good.
You call for war.
Tracking target. Alignment.
You lost control. Smoke in the sky. Ash on the throne.
Damn it! We lost! They've entered.
They're going into the underground nuclear base. For radio listeners, I'm narrating. Viewers can see this, but remember, I do that for radio. We're on over 400 stations. And what's in there? Nothing. Of course, they moved it out. It's a cat and mouse game.
Wait, this is a trap!
We've been tricked! Evacuate now!
Which, obviously, I predicted when they did this, it would fail. I made a few phone calls to Delta Force people. Tired. That's what they thought. They totally agree with me, of course. So, this is a disaster, but Israel's trying to commit us to total war. All right, we'll be back. Again, they claim Iran blew up a nuclear reactor in the UAE, but Iran's saying they didn't do it. The UAE says doesn't look like Iran did it from the radar they had. What's really happening there? And then Operation Northwoods, the coming war with Cuba, the false flags to trigger it. It's all coming up. Check the live feeds now on Relox Jones and on Rumble. Stay with us. I need funds to even operate this network and to finish the new studios. Plus, the information's vital, as you know. The bad guys want us off air. They tried to move heaven and earth to get us off air. I can't do this without you. So I'm asking folks that have gotten the products and love them to remind you to get them again at thealexandstore.com. And I want to talk to the vast majority of you that love the show, share articles, videos, great, but you never go to thealexandstore.com. You're missing out not only on getting great products, but on standing up for yourself and your family in the future. It takes money, time, and energy to fight a war, and we are financing our war of truth, our information war against the globalists, and having great effects because of your support. So I want to salute those that have supported us, and I want to encourage those that have been on the fence and never bought any product. You're really missing out. Our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our CMOS, our Shilajit, not sexy names, but sexy effects, folks. All the products I sell you really, really work. That's why you just need to try them and see what it does. I'd start with methylene blue. 99% of people, more than that, I think it was like 500 people and three people didn't feel it. It's all on medical record, what it does, skipping the oxidation process in the cells. Does it act as a stimulant, but feels like a stimulant, no letdown. Then we have methylene red in the tincture and the capsule. The capsules are even more concentrated. It goes the methylene blue in an excellent way, but on its own is incredible. Methylene red capsules. And so these are brand new in the store right now, to 50% off. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clear, and stay locked in throughout the day. Without relying on fake stimulant garbage. No crash, no junk, no watered down formula, just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. And if you're a subscriber, you can get up to 50% off. You can cancel anytime, but it locks into 50% off going forward. Cancel one click for free anytime. But 25% off for everybody else, introductory price. Then we got two big buy one, get one free specials that are only running until Monday. Buy one T3 iodine, the very best, purest iodine out there that is atomic and essential in the body. All the other iodines out there are bound to an element. You don't get full absorption. One of the biggest problems, just look this up yourself, over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. So many of the neurological disorders and diseases are caused by iodine deficiency. Even the so-called daily allowance of iodine is way lower. Nutritionists I've talked to and scientists say, so you need this, and it's the best iodine you're going to get. You can buy one bottle of T3 iodine and get another bottle absolutely free. You can also get Ultimate Life Force, the Spike Protein Detox, Cardiovascular Booster, great for children, women, men, old folks, you name it. It is incredible. The strongest, best detoxification formula out there, Ultimate Life Force. It's a big old bottle. I got one right here. Buy one, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support, because I can't do this without you. And I'll just be quite frank with you. We're bringing in right now enough money to pay the bills and for the legal, you know, the globals always trying to shut us down. And that's not good to be on, you know, 10th of a tank. I need to be able to hire more crew, more reporters, more hosts, and scale up and finish the new studios. And we're going to do it, but it's up to you. You are the game changer here. I need you to take action right now at thealexjonesstore.com. These are incredible products. You're really missing out. And again, regardless, take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and the network at AJ and Live on X and on Rumble. Here's the new address. Almost 700,000 followers in just 9 to 10 days. I want to thank everybody for doing that. Love Rumble. We're really going to partner with them. So many big announcements, new shows, more coming. Just get ready. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
So I want to be 100% clear here, and I think anybody that's a thinking person informed knows I'm not exaggerating. The world is in an economic crisis. The old Ponzi scheme is coming to an end. Different powerful forces are jockeying for control to prop themselves up during this. This is how new world wars happen. During the end of an era, the end of an age, the end of a system, this is what they go to. They take you to war. And President Trump believes he's secure in our hemisphere, taking out China's control through Cuba and Venezuela and Mexico. All that's real. And it was a decision that's risky, but I can understand it. This is America first. But getting into Iran, which all former presidents said no to because they got briefed that as much as the Pentagon would like to get rid of the mullahs, it would probably not work. So the dice were rolled. And now we have Americans facing highest Memorial Day gas prices on record. When you already had bad inflation, and now inflation is even higher than it was under Biden, Trump in a year had reversed it, slowed it down. He was having success. It was great. I was a big cheerleader. Had all the economists on. And now that's all being reversed. That's all being thrown away. And even if the Strait opened tomorrow, after 70-plus days being closed, most analysts believe major correction, recession. And it's not a normal recession because we're at the end of the road. We now have a national debt service per year on our $39 trillion that is as big as the GDP every year. So everything we produce just pays for the debt to the bankers, BlackRock, the Rothschilds that made it up out of nothing. They positioned us just like a third world country into this situation. And then again, we have them saying Iran blew up this nuclear reactor today, caught it on fire. And the UAE says, we didn't see it come in out of any area Iran controls. Not the Houthis, not Lebanon, not Iran. They said, you need to think about who is a sophisticated state actor. I'll get to that report in a moment. But now we're entering the wheelhouse of the false flag. Biggest drone attacks yet on Russia. Russia shot down over 500 drones, over 1,000 hit, all over the country, deep inside the nation. This is escalatory. This is what happens in a war. People keep doubling down, the other side doubles down. I saw the new trailer for Dune 3, big fan of Frank Herbert's books because he was a geopolitical genius. Instead, he put his geopolitical historical understanding into fiction so he could say things that you couldn't say in nonfiction back then in the 60s and 70s. And Paul Atreides, who's now the big leader, he says, the more I fight, the more I conquer, the more I defeat, the more people line up to fight me. And that's basically where we are right now. And our military is totally outstretched. You need boots on the ground for any of this. For all these wars, we need a 3 million man army. That means actual combat troops. We might have a 500,000 combat troops that are actually ready for combat. And they're spread all over the world. So now Trump's pulling them out of Germany and pulling them out of Poland and trying to get them all ready to go into something far worse than Vietnam. And 80-something days ago, Trump reportedly said, no, I'm going to hold back. And Israel struck first to drag us in, and the Secretary of State admitted that. So regardless of what you think of Israel, I know it's caused celeb and popular to hate Israel. That's not where I'm at. I'm just very realistic and pragmatic about it. Israel's current leadership is sacrificing us and our credibility and our future. So Netanyahu's been convicted, can stay in power during this war. It's so dangerous. And then you've got populism rising all over the world, globalists losing elections everywhere. They need a big war. The EU has said it to get control again, to control domestic populations. Look at the big picture. I got a bunch of clips from farmers. You can look at the numbers. I don't just believe these farmers. I already know the numbers. We are one of the most, if not the independent, for any big nation, we're the most independent. We've already had Kerry, remember, a year and a half ago before Biden left office saying, as the climate czar, oh, we got to cut half the food or people will starve. Oh, cows farting is bad. And in the Netherlands and Sri Lanka and Ireland, all the place, they were cutting farming and by law not letting them grow stuff. And then a bunch of the fertilizer comes out of Ukraine, up to 10%. That's cut off. And now 30% is cut off the Strait of Hormuz in the growing season. And here it just means farmers go bankrupt and food prices go up. But in the third world, it means you starve to death. And Trump did an interview, another one with Fox yesterday. I've got the clips here. And he's like, your 401k's up. Don't worry. Most people don't have a 401k, Trump. Or if they do, it's tiny. Yeah, there's Trump. In fact, we'll get to that clip coming up, actually. I sent him over 100 clips here because anything I say, I got a clip of. I'll never forget NBC News, Lester Holt. Jones says, kill Democrat reporters. Where's the video? Never said anything. Never said that. Where's the clip? We show you the clips. We show you them saying it. So we had to have a recovery or we were going to go bankrupt. The globalists wanted us to go bankrupt. That's the Great Reset. We're being positioned for Clarendon Piven. Trump was trying to stop it. I was a total cheerleader. And now Trump says, I'm not worried about the average American's financial situation. I'm not worried about Medicare and Medicaid. Those are all quotes. We're a war economy now. All I care about is Iran and uranium. Then he says, oh, it's really PR. It's all buried under rubble, but I just want to look like a hero. I mean, it's like he makes the worst statements you could for the upcoming midterms in 6 months, which all the polls show we're going to lose in royal colors. Here's just one of the farmers.
My family's farmed for 100 years. You don't want to be the one that can't keep it going, you know?
I am a Republican. I voted for this administration, but my patience is running thin.
We're here in the heart of the Mississippi Delta to talk with farmers about how the war with Iran is impacting them.
Oh, it's been awful.
The closure of the Strait of Hormuz is causing prices to skyrocket, things like diesel fuel and fertilizer.
We're buying a little bit at a time. And sometimes we know that we've only got 2 weeks of fuel. So what has happened to us is not just the impact of 1 year. We have lost customers forever. They will never come back, because we're deemed an unreliable supplier.
I'm paying 60% more for diesel fuel than I would have been paying 45 days ago.
You got to have diesel for everything. You got diesel to disc, to plant, to harvest. So diesel's steadily going up like this, man. It affects us bad.
You have no choice. You know, you've got to go ahead and buy it, no matter what the price is.
There's going to be a lot of people that go out of business at the end of the year, either because they have to or because they're tired of losing money.
Farmers have already been struggling, with rising costs and even tariffs making things even harder.
It's going to be the nail in the coffin for a number of farmers. It's just the straw that broke the camel's back.
A lot of the money that comes through the economy is just shuffled from the government back to, you know, these big corporations, and just kind of, your farmer's a middleman these days. Really are.
It just seems like
Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. Yeah, my family still has some cows and still does a little bit of farming. Mainly Christmas tree farming and baling hay and some cows. And that's only for the tax exemption. And everybody has another job and then does that on top of it. But you hear about beef prices always go up, don't you? That's because four companies control 99% of meat packing. So the average rancher gets basically just breaks even. And then the monopoly gets all the money. And Trump has rightfully been trying to break that up and brought another fifth company at least. But my point is that this is a royal screw job. Remember when Biden said, oh, the reason gas prices are up is because the gas stations are gouging you. Everybody that knows this knows the average gas station makes no money or breaks even on gas. It's all about lottery tickets and Gatorade and cigarettes and ice cream and, you know, coffee. It's the same thing. But the left blames greedy farmers as the reason food so much. Yeah, right. That's why the farmers keep shutting down. There's almost none left. I don't know any small-time, even medium farmers that aren't big agri that don't have their regular job as an Amazon driver or running a restaurant or a school teacher or a county sheriff. You all know that live around the country, whether you're in Indiana or whether you're in Texas or South Dakota, you all know how it is. I mean, I got family that are veterans, 30 years in the Army, multiple degrees, everything. And just to live a basic American standard, they're working 7 days a week. And they love it because that's who they are. But the point is, that's how much they've squeezed us. And then Trump says, don't worry, you got a bigger 401k. What the hell are you talking about? Go back to the clip.
Government. Back to, you know, these big corporations, and just kind of, your farmer's a middleman these days. Really are.
It just seems like the farmers' margins were already slim, and they just keep getting slimmer and slimmer.
We can't control diesel. We can't control, you know, wars. We can't control anything. All we can control is once we put that seed in the ground, that's all we are called to do, right? And the rest of it is up to the good Lord.
Now, I've supported Mr. Trump this entire way.
I was a big supporter of his.
But I do not agree with this, and I'm not happy about this at all.
I did not vote for this administration. We're just hoping that the administration can right some of the wrongs that it's created for farmers with tariffs and mainly what this war has inflicted on us.
A lot of people that did vote for this administration say it'll come around, but my question sometimes is, will you be in business when it does?
If President Trump were standing here in this field right now, what would you say?
I'd ask him to stick a sock in his mouth and not say anything for a while.
Get these fuel prices down. Get them down.
There's an old African proverb that says, when elephants fight, it's the ants that get crushed. The ants are getting crushed.
War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
And the Pentagon told you it would happen, and now it's happened. So, here's Trump, last night on Fox, not understanding the plight of the average American. He already said last week, I'm not worried about the average American's economic plight. I'm in a war. Here it is.
Trump voters. Alex says, I voted for you three times. He just, he can't handle the costs. And he's not for this foreign conflict.
I hate it, bro.
He's not for the foreign conflict. But Roy in Pennsylvania, he's a retired farmer. He can't handle the fuel going up. And he's just, he says
he's going to come down very fast.
And well, so,
look, disappointed.
I'm just telling
when
you what
you
they
say to him, Roy, Alex, we got a problem. We just hit the highest stock market price ever. By the way, then, when I went in. Now, again,
it's higher.
With the war, it's higher than it was when I went in. Think of that.
I agree.
The 401ks at their all-time high. There are more people working right now in the United States of America than at any point ever in the history of our country.
Detroit Free Press.
Yeah, Trump, we know we're working our ass off. We understand that. We're not on welfare. We get it. But do you understand most people don't make money off the stock market? Understand, that's not the benchmark. That's the benchmark for billionaires and millionaires. And God almighty, statements like, I don't care about Medicare, Medicaid, I don't care about the average American's finances, I'm not worried about that. You could not give the Democrats, and they're already running ads, as I said they would, you couldn't do a better job. According to the Trump cultist out there, I'm supposed to just say 80,000 3D chess and just support this crap. It's so sad. Now, I want to finish up with the war news here, and then I want to shift gears into the good news. Because Trump is doing a bunch of good stuff, and listeners get confused by this. Some listeners, maybe 30%. They're like, I see it all over the place on X, everywhere. Like, wait a minute, you just criticize all the stuff of Trump, and now you just mention what the left's doing, how we got to block them, and you're backing Trump on this, and that. Well, yeah. If the Democrats get back in, I don't support them, but when they're trying to take our guns or open the border or do something, I'm going to oppose it and say, call Congress and block it. And the Democrats ever did something good, I would support it, which they never do. I mean, that's a no-brainer. The new political thing is just, oh, if I don't get what I want, I just take my ball and go home and all this weird BS. What are you talking about? We are able to get Trump back on track, at least in the past. And he pulled off ground troops and, you know, nuking Iran because we criticized him. But now he's back to that. We got to continue to put pressure on him. Whether you support him or not, public pressure has an effect. Anybody telling you not to be active, not to speak out, is either really stupid or is a globalist operative trying to get you to give up. But let's go back to this because I haven't hit Operation Northwoods. I mentioned it, but this is a big deal, okay? I mean, this is a major red flag. This is a danger. Gosh, I'm 52. I realize how young most people are. But when I was a little kid, they would do reruns of stuff from the 60s, and they had Lost in Space. And they would go to different planets and stuff with the family. And the robot, you know, could scan out miles away when stuff was about to attack. He'd say, danger, danger. There's an alien approaching from the southwest. Danger, danger, danger. Robbie the Robot. And that's basically what I'm doing here. You can make your own decisions about this. But if I was Robbie the Robot, I would have smoke coming out my ears over this Northwoods situation, this Cuba situation. So we'll get to that in a moment. But so we're told Iran just launched a major drone attack and set a nuclear power plant on fire in the United Arab Emirates. Okay, so we're told that. And we'll do an overhead shot right here. And then what does the UAE say? UAE said the drones came from a western border west of them that could be Saudi, Yemen, or Iraq. What is notable, the UAE did not immediately attribute the attack to Iran breaking from its usual pattern. Three possibles on the table. Houthi drones from Yemen transiting Saudi airspace. Iranian-linked assets operating from Iraq. Something more complicated that nobody is saying out loud yet, Israel. That's Mariana Fall. Very dialed in guy. Here is the UAE's official press release. A drone has struck an electrical generator outside the Bakan nuclear power plant in the UAE's Al Dhafran region, noting that the drones came from the western border direction. Meanwhile, late night blast fireball of the main Israel missile base blown up. Iran has taken credit for that. But notice the press isn't reporting on it. And we'll have the Strait continually, completely shut down. UAE nuclear plant attacked as fire breaks out and Iran accused of unacceptable strike. Iran says they didn't do it. Who knows? But then we got this, and this is the big enchilada. False flag alert. AlexJonesLive.com, our new news site. Share that link, folks. Tell those you share it to share it. Tell them to share it. Chain reaction. False flag alert. U.S. intelligence claims Cuba considering drone strikes on key West Florida American military vessels in Guantanamo Bay amid Trump admin push for regime change. Now, the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 61 before President Eisenhower left office with his famous farewell address saying, "Beware the military-industrial complex and the technocrats that control it." That was his full speech. So there's mad scientists that run the military. Watch out. Because LLMs are the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, whose main attaché and aide was Donald Rumsfeld, who hired Dick Cheney. Interesting. So they copied that on 9/11. It's declassified. It was declassified in 2000. Said, "We want to stage attacks on shopping malls in the U.S., sporting events, you name it, military bases, and say Cuba did it as a pretext to invade Cuba, then have full war with the Soviet Union." And so now, 6 days ago, the Cubans meet with the head of the CIA, Ratcliffe, and they're talking about removing Raul Castro, but keeping communists there, but they work with us just like we did in Venezuela. We get rid of Maduro, but let the vice president communist in charge. That's not good regime change, but whatever. And then now, with all these overflights and all this intelligence and all these troops building up around Cuba, we have the reports that Cuba, with no evidence, is planning to launch drone attacks in the U.S. and in against Guantanamo Bay that we have a lease on forever in Cuba. Does anybody buy into this? USI's attack drones threat from Cuba, Axios, which is the CIA publication. It's all in there. Here's Operation Northwoods. Just to look it up. It's declassified. Staging terror attacks in America to blame Cuba as a pretext for invasion. Here's the actual Operation Northwoods document. If you want to go read it, this is no secret. That's reality. The U.S. military wanted to provoke war with Cuba. ABC News, April 30th, 2001, right before 9/11. The NSA thought it was important to declassify this then. In the early 1960s, America's top military leaders reportedly drafted plans to kill innocent people and commit acts of terrorism in the U.S. cities to create public support for a war against Cuba and the Soviet Union. Codenamed Operation Northwoods, the plan reportedly included the possible assassination of Cuban immigrants, sinking boats off Cuba refugees on the high seas, hijacking planes, blowing up U.S. ships, and even orchestrating violent terrorism in the U.S. The plans were developed as ways to trick the American public and the international community into supporting a war to oust Cuba's then new leader, communist Fidel Castro. America's top military brass even contemplated causing U.S. military casualties, writing, "We could blow up a U.S. ship in Guantanamo Bay and blame Cuba, like the Maine in 1898, and casualty lists in U.S. newspapers would cause a helpful wave of national indignation." And now we're told Cuba is about to attack us, just like Operation Northwoods. Would I like the Cuban regime to go away? Absolutely. Do I want to stage terror attacks inside America as the pretext of that? And this time we won't blame Russia because they're basically out of Cuba. We're going to blame China. And then we're off the races. The Strait of Malacca's closed. And Singapore, even more important than Strait of Hormuz. And there we are. World War III. It's already here. The globalists want it as a cover for political control. Israel launched the attack February 28th to drag us in on March 1st, and here we are. And Cuba, that can't even keep its power on or have toilet paper or basic medicine, is going to attack the United States, which, imagine you're Cuba trying to negotiate, and you're going to attack the United States. That's the last thing you do. This is unbelievably insane. That is where we are. And you have, look at this headline. USA is isolated on world stage. Trump failed to pressure countries to support blockade of Cuba. It's all falling apart right now. And when one military operation doesn't work, Trump moves on to the next. And boy, he was going to end the Russia war. Now the biggest attack ever on Russia. It gets worse and worse by the minute. We're going to cover domestic issues with the left's up to pride parades with almost no attendance, cities canceling them, the transgender movement cratering, big successes Trump's happening. I call balls and strikes. We got to remember the left and what they're up to coming up in the second hour tonight. AI data centers, all the latest. You want the analysis that they don't want you to have? You're going to get it here. Share live feeds, Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That is the new coordinates to share and to find the show, and alexjoneslive.com. Now, we aren't funded by foreign governments. We're funded by you, and I sell you great products that really work, so you love them. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red's proprietary. Our bovine colostrum is the best. Our Irish sea moss is the best. Our Shilajit is the best. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. So methylene red capsules are in, clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus performance, cellular energy. So people that want to wake up sharper, think clear, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. No crash, no junk, watered, no watered down formula. Just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, focused, and keep moving. Up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And a buy one, get one free that ends the next 24 hours. The very best clean atomic iodine, not radioactive, it's on the periodic table. Pure iodine goes right into your cells. All the other iodine is bound. Everybody says they have nascent iodine. They don't. We do. Get one bottle of T3, get a bottle of T3 free. Get a bottle of Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Boost. Buy one, get one free, or mix and match. Get one Ultimate Life Force and one T3 free. Or, you know, so it's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your past support and implore you that I'll never give up, I'll never back down, but I can only do this because of you, and I am the modern Paul Revere, so are you, firing the bat signal, asking for your aid and comfort now while you get great products at the same time with 360 Win. The only way you fail is not spreading the word, sharing your articles and videos, praying for the broadcast, and buying the products at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's not a commitment at all. $30 a month, instantly $40 to spend in the store each month. Special offers. Being a VIP, cancel anytime for free. Become a VIP, get the best deals on everything. If you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Become a VIP now. Take action. Get off the bench. Get up at the plate. At thealexjonesstore.com, become a VIP. Hour number two straight ahead. Stay with us. Share those live feeds now. Rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the info war.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.